It's a collaboration between myself and the accordion player John Linnell. And it's about the Edison Museum, which was his plant, his research facility. And later it became a museum. And this is a kind of a fantasy about it.
Invented a machine for grinding things to sausages, and it was
was run by steam. Now all the neighbors' dogs and cats will never more be seen, for they've all been ground to sausage meat in Dunderbeck's machine. One very fine day, a very fine boy went into his very fine store, and called upon the sausages and laid them on the floor. And he began to whistle, and he whistled up a tune, and the sausages, they jumped, they barked, they danced around the room. Oh, Dunderbeck, how could you be so mean? I'm sorry you invented the sausage meat machine. Now all the neighbors' dogs and cats will never more be seen, for they've all been ground to sausage meat in Dunderbeck's machine. One day the thing got busted, the darn thing wouldn't go. And Dunderbeck, he crawled inside to see what made it so. His wife, she had a nightmare and was walking in her sleep. And she grabbed the crank and gave it a yank, and Dunderbeck was meat. Oh, Dunderbeck, Dunderbeck, how could you be so mean? I'm sorry you invented the sausage meat machine. Now all the neighbors' dogs and cats will never more be seen, for they've all been ground to sausage meat in Dunderbeck's machine. Sophisticated weapons. Ray guns and laser beams replace old-fashioned knives and guns, but guns will still be used for ceremonial purposes. The Irritron will emit a headache-producing tone above the threshold of hearing in low-frequency bursts once every minute, like water torture. Water torture, though ancient, it will come back into use because it works, is inexpensive, and garners no sympathy from the public for the subject. As produced molded plastic equipment for this practice, we dubbed watering, will become a commonplace sight and available to consumers at low cost. The candy apple will bring down economies. Thousands of cases of them will be distributed to the population. They are poisonous and difficult to distinguish from an ordinary candy apple. No one will risk eating a poisonous one, so they'll stop eating them altogether. The candy apple business collapses, hurting the orchards that supply them. The groves are abandoned, the land is worthless, until one by one, every interdependent business goes extinct because of a deadly apple on a stick. The car will be used as a deadly weapon. Cars driving into people on the sidewalk and in crosswalks daily. Sometimes drivers synchronized by a station that they can pick up on their car radios will obey broadcast orders to drive into people, buildings, or blockade the highways. Cars will be banned. The population will be demoralized by not being allowed to drive their cars. Then they will be required to turn in their cars to be destroyed, and they'll overthrow their government for taking away their cars. The soprano will have a wide stance and a big mouth. She can destroy a couple of hundred soldiers with one note, hammer drilling at the atomic level, dismantling matter. Inane television shows will be aired to erode the competence and willpower of a nation, reducing them to livestock herded through corrals and fast feed franchises. Insurance to maintain perpetual poverty. Doctors to inflict the weapon of criminal negligence upon the body. And ball bearings all over the place, so it is hard to walk anywhere without stepping on them. This next song is a song that was written in 1912. All the characters are real. It's called E.P. Walker, who is alleged to be the first to bring a mechanized wheat threshing machine through Saskatchewan. Come all ye farmers, come all that can, if you want to hear the story of a thrasher man. E.P. Walker was the thrasher's name. A lot of 36, 60 boys he lost in his claim. Chester called Walker at 4:30, said, "Come on, old man, let us thrash some more." The old man cried, "Where shall it be? Oh, let us pull east and thrash Minnefee." E.P. Walker mounted to the separator, E.P. Walker with his oil can in his hand. E.P. Walker mounted to the separator to his farewell trip to the thrasher's land. The belt caught Walker and gave him quite a scare, held him by the arm with his feet in the air. He yelled and he waved with all his might, but the little engineer was out of sight. He thrashed for the farmers from far and near, but the big dry belt E.P. Walker did fear. So he hired a horse from a farmer near, and off to Vanguard he did steer. When the thrashers left Hudson, Clifford was sore. Said, "I hope to gosh I see Walker no more." Ernie said, "It sure was a shame for the work they did on that piece of grain." Not only said, "He'll at home again," he said to his men, "Let us get a go in, for dear knows when we'll be back here again if the darn old separator acts the same." Walker went to Jones's to thrash his wheat, but before they got started, it was time to eat. So after dinner, they went out to run, but Jerry said to Walker, "She's on the bum." Wilford Scott took off his team, said it was the worst outfit he'd ever seen. Wilford said the thrashing he would miss so long as E.P. Walker was on the thrasher's list. Walker said that the strain was tense. Then Jerry dropped in the big monkey wrench. Jerry said, "It's gone out the blower." Walker said, "Don't drop anymore." The carrier slipped and broke a little trip as it went through the cylinder, rip, rip, rip. She tore and she ground. Walker yelled, "Shut her down!" The little engineer couldn't be found. He yelled for grain and said it was a shame that she couldn't thrash flax in the gall darn rain. He told his men to put on their coats, for he was going out to thrash some oats. The farmer said that he'd go broke. Walker said, "It's no darn joke." He rubbed his arm, said it still was sore, as a brand new sieve went rattling out the blower. Walker said he couldn't thrash, boy. When Frank heard that, he looked annoyed. He went to Walker and said, "What do you mean?" Walker said, "It's just the darn old machine." As Chester wrote the disc, he often thought, "However can I learn to run the old gar spot?" The old man cried, "Look here, my boy, I can't let you play with that expensive toy." E.P. Walker mounted to the separator, E.P. Walker with his oil can in his hand. E.P. Walker mounted to the separator, took his farewell trip to the thrasher's land. When Leon Jones started to thrash, he said sure as fate something would smash. Right about then, it started to rain. They tried to thrash flax, but they tried in vain. Turner's wheat was still on the ground. Feared very much Walker'd never get around. A.W. Ennis said he wouldn't take a chance, so he went to Regina and bought an advance. E.P. Walker mounted to the separator, E.P. Walker with his oil can in his hand. E.P. Walker mounted to the separator, took his farewell trip to the thrasher's land. Bigger and heavier, it can crush other cars in the event of an accident. comes equipped with plasma brakes, auto steering, front, rear, and side wipers, electric cup holders, satellite-controlled voice-activated navigatronic display, anti-skunk fluid reservoir, built-in snack fridge, and 360-degree pivoting seats. Don't be left behind. Get with the program. The car of the future is here. All other cars are obsolete. Today and tomorrow belong to the car of the future. The past is dead. The future is now. What rock have you been hiding under? Get contemporary. Join the now generation. Keep up and stay young. Forever young. Forget yesterday. There's no future in it. The future is in the future. Everybody's investing in the future. Buying futures is where it's at. Buy the car of the future and buy the future. If you don't, someone else will. What are you waiting for? The future won't wait. Don't get left behind. The car of the future is pulling away. Driving into the future. This is a song about a machine that was developed in the 50s called the Boston Arm, a mechanized prosthetic arm. That was a project worked on by Norbert Wiener, who is considered the father of cybernetics. Coined the term cybernetics in the 40s. It was conceived by scientists and doctors. It was developed over several years. It was backed by military funding and brought to life by electrical engineers. What gave new hope all of the unfortunates who suffered irreversible bodily harm, who dried the tears of those who lost a limb, the Boston Arm, the Boston Arm. This extraordinary piece of modern machinery will be a boon to all further ages hence, to many scores of amputees and veterans and victims of industrial accidents. For it can grasp and swat and point and gesture, conduct and wave and lift things on demand. It can drum its fingers on a desk, or shake your head, or shake your head. Behind. one sig, you might as well embrace it in order to be in step with the times. But verily, there'll be a day of reckoning, the day when God will flood the world. Man's audacity and his presumption to feign and prove his creator's handiwork, and who will reign supreme o'er all creation long after all of us mortals by the Irish Liars in Space, Spin Yarns for Terrestrial Magazines, Tall Tales of Pointy Astro Captains in Their Pussy Sea Pod Vessels, Stories so exotic and kaleidoscopic, no Earthling can understand them. The Toilet Swirl Galaxy is indifferent to the grails of the space mission. It's lonely up there with nothing to do but make up stories and play cards. Cards with suits you've never heard of, a buxom Martian pinup in every bunk. People used to go ape for Martians. Now they go for the home sweet home movement. Which is more virtuous, to be a stick in the mud or go gallivanting around the universe? Don't forget there is no virtue in space, just weightless space rubbish. It doesn't belong anywhere, so it gets called science fiction. Thanks, good night.